This is John Lothian with a commentary I wrote titled, David Downey Knows Security Futures Like No One Else. David Downey does not suffer fools well. His statements are very direct and to the point, and he knows when he is right and is willing to point out where regulators and competitors are wrong. Downey is in the process of shutting down One Chicago, but his writings and comments about security futures products will live on much longer and may yet change the world. A perfect example of this was his letter to the CFTC from October 1, 2018, ostensibly about security futures position limits and position accountability, but really an opportunity for him to unload about how security futures are misunderstood by the regulators. The comment was for the CFTC, but aimed at both the CFTC and the SEC. Downey took the One Chicago job after retiring from a career with Timber Hill and Interactive Brokers. He retired suddenly, as I wrote earlier, for personal reasons that involved a tragic car accident that took the lives of two close friends. There's a great profile of Downey by Anthony Malakian in Waters Technology from 2011. I recommend it thoroughly. It was Thomas Petterfee who convinced Downey to take the One Chicago job, and Malakian says it all happened because of one sentence from Petterfee: "No one thinks it can be done." This was a challenge for Downey that brought all his previous experience with trading, technology, clearing, and financing to a new innovative product. In his October 2018 statement to the CFTC, Downey does not pull any punches about what he knew and the CFTC did not. For example, he says in the opening paragraph, quote, "As the only domestic exchange listing security futures products, One Chicago has the clearest understanding of how security futures are used by market participants, and we are happy to share our perspective." Translation: we know the product best. Downey goes on in paragraph 2. Before discussing the proposal, One Chicago notes the position limits are unnecessary for single stock futures, as strategy-based margins with a minimum of 20% suppresses activity far more than position limits ever would. Translation: your regulation for position limits is meaningless because you've already diminished activity through your ill-conceived regulations already in place. He tells the story of a loyal customer of several years who just left the exchange and moved his trading to Europe, where he was able to get much better margin treatment and everything else One Chicago was offering. The customer even continued to trade with the same counterparties One Chicago had introduced to him. Downey finishes with this zinger, which should make any U.S. regulator cringe. In Europe, they enjoy the U.S. invention of risk-based margin. Europe is offering a U.S. innovation that the CFTC and the SEC have not bestowed upon security futures trading in the U.S. And just to let the commission know how meaningless their meeting was, he writes, "One Chicago does not have strong feelings one way or the other about the commission's proposal because it will not significantly impact our market so long as margins remain at punitive levels." Translation: nothing else matters if you're going to keep activity subdued with your punitive margin regulations. Security futures would have great potential in the U.S. if only the regulators and others understood them better and got out of the way, allowing their innovation and disruption in the markets. Downey's letter goes on, "One Chicago does strongly believe that the commission should understand the unique characteristics of our marketplace and the challenges our customers face." Putting it bluntly, he writes, "The commission's proposal exposes that they do not understand these challenges. This comment letter is intended to give the commission the understanding it needs to properly regulate our marketplace." Translation: you don't understand us, and until you do, you can't do your jobs. Downey then goes on to give a brilliant explanation of the role of derivatives, and specifically single stock futures and their values and their features as Delta 1 derivatives. He points out that One Chicago lists for trading single stock futures contracts which have a delta of 1, which means the instrument does not contain any optionality and it moves in sympathy with the underlying instrument point for point as would a perfect substitute. Translation, single stock futures move point for point with the underlying stock for which they are derivative. The optionality quote will come into play in a minute. Quote, Delta 1 derivatives are primarily used in financing transactions, Downey says. He goes on to explain how a Delta 1 transaction is done at a bank, with the offering called various names, but he notes at the end, the same transaction can be done with single stock futures Delta 1. Downey then talks about equity repos and how they are structured so as to be non-taxable events. The repo must be part of an agreement to remain a non-taxable event. These equity repo transactions, he explained, which are part of an agreement called Master Securities Repurchase Agreement, or as he says, just a fancy name for a Delta 1 derivative, are non-taxable events. Here's where options come into play relative to Delta 1 derivatives. As Downey explains, only a Delta 1 derivative can be used without triggering a tax event. This is critical to understand. No option or any combination of options can be used in these types of transactions as they are not Delta 1. It is a perfect substitute. The same transaction can be done with a single stock futures Delta 1. No combination of options can be used to do this in Delta 1 equity repo, master securities repurchase agreement, or whatever it is called. Options are not a substitute for single stock futures. Options have features that are not present in single stock futures, which give them a different risk profile, such as assignment risk, dividend risk, or PIN risk. Whether financing a customer by placing them in a swap or by engaging in securities lending or equity repo, the required derivative is a Delta 1 derivative, Downey explains. No other derivative works. No other derivative is equivalent. The reason margins are 20% is that Congress and regulators said that security futures were competitors with equity options. Downey argues that they are not. To make this point about regulating single stock futures as if they were options, he stingingly writes, regulating derivatives that contain optionality similar to those that do not is no different than imposing the same rules on chess and checkers because they are both played on a checkerboard with 64 squares. It defies logic, unquote. He goes on about how regulators favoring the over-the-counter market for Delta 1 transaction pick winners and losers, and that this is not the way to run efficient capital markets. He concludes this subject with, One Chicago disagrees with trying to level an imaginary playing field to achieve parity with a non-Delta 1 derivative. It does not make sense. Translation, the regulators are playing the wrong game. He goes into the CFTC statements about securities futures and shows the commissions where they were wrong in theory and practice. Quoting the CFTC, he says, the commission notes that single stock futures and security futures options may serve economically equivalent or similar function. Downey then goes on to write, One Chicago fundamentally disagrees with this as no option nor any combination of options can replicate the transactions described above. Previous legislation and regulations which equated equity options with single stock futures were mistakes. Translations, you had it wrong from the start. It's time to fix it. Let me explain this. Downey walks through using options to create a Delta 1 equivalent, as well as other considerations for options that you don't have to worry about with single stock futures. He goes on to explain how securities lending rates are derived in the over-the-counter markets in secrecy. This opens up the process to abuse. as the creators of the rate have the equivalent of insider information, and those with inside information about changes in those rates can front-run other investors. Downey and One Chicago even proposed that risk disclosure statements for security futures and options be updated to include a discussion of this risk. Downey notes, the commission should take the potential for this type of manipulation into account when determining its regulations for listed derivative markets such as single stock futures. The tail does not wag the dog. To make matters worse for security futures products, it is not just the banks and the OTC markets that are competing against it, with the table slanted against listed security futures products. The OCC is also clearing securities lending agreements in the same risk pools as One Chicago's contracts. These products have no position limits, and they get risk-based margining, not the incongruent 20% margin required for single-stock futures. That just adds insult to injury. Downey then moves on to talk about position limits for physically delivered and cash-settled security futures. He writes, One Chicago believes that if a DCM lists both cash and physically settled single-stock futures on the same underlying, that the combined positions for the same expiration date should be used in calculating position limits. Further, while we agree on expanding the limits for physically settled contracts, we believe that cash-settled contracts pose a greater danger of potential manipulation on the closing price of the underlying security and should be constrained at the current position levels as they are in force today. He explains how those trading physically settled security futures still have exposure if they bid up the price of the stock the day before expiration, but the cash settled holders do not. Their risk ends at settlement. To further drive home the argument that single stock futures are not options, Downey mentions the best way to extinguish the hedge position is to let it go through delivery. He then compares numbers for options being exercised, 7%, with traditional numbers of futures that go to delivery, 1%, and the no less than 53% of open interest at One Chicago that has gone through delivery in the last 4 years. He comments, one of the characteristics of single stock futures that market participants find most useful is the ability to transfer securities through the OCC and the NSCC guaranteed process. Why does the commission seek to treat single stock futures the same as options when the market clearly views them so differently? Downey then recommends that position limits should not be in effect the last 5 days, but only the last 1 day. He also notes that traders at FCMs roll or extinguish their positions before expiration because it is simply too costly to take delivery of securities in a futures account. He also talks about the unnecessary regulation One Chicago faces for its STARS product. STARS stands for Securities Transfer and Return Spread. Before answering questions from the commission and concluding his remarks, he weighs in on position accountability for ETFs, reminding the commission that One Chicago has had a petition for joint rulemaking for margin relief pending for over 10 years. If the commission is really concerned about its regulations stifling innovation in single stock futures, it should not wait a decade to respond to reasonable DCM petitions. He concludes with this final thought. Despite being played on the same board, it's impossible to play chess with checkers. Similarly, you can't use options in financing transactions. Placing burdens such as unreasonable margins or meaningless position limits upon single stock futures serves only one purpose, and that is to protect the OTC market from competition by innovators in the regulated exchange space. Either the commission does not understand this reality, or they choose to ignore it. For the sake of the capital markets, we pray it is the former. The industry lost One Chicago, but they have the passionate writing of David Downey about security futures still. They have the writing of a man who understands this product best. Single stock futures found life because of regulation, but that regulation was flawed, and Downey showed us how. One can only hope, after the death of One Chicago, that the missteps of the past can be corrected, and security futures will be allowed to realize their potential to make our capital markets and derivative markets better. Maybe we can make things right for security futures and fulfill the incomplete mission David Downey started, all at the same time. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.